Wow.
Very nice.
I think of one thing, but it's not a thing. It's a person. Who is it?
Tom Cruise.
Nope. You're close. You're very
is
close.
Is it a woman?
Oh, the chick?
Elizabeth Shue.
Ah, there we go.
God, oh, yeah, of course.
God bless her. And for the five or seven minutes.
Huh,
I've done all sorts of things. So for the 5 or 7 minutes that they're in a good vibe in that movie, Cocktail, down there, man. Now, he blows it. He cheats on her, and it's a whole thing. And they come to America, and it's a whole thing. But, man, oh, man. Ben, Primal.
He got her back.
He got her back, but he got her back in a phony, baloney way.
He got a great poem. It was a great poem.
The poem, I know, and he owns the bar and the whole deal, and they got twins at the end. What a great movie. Ben, have you ever thought about the word cocktail?
How many times have you seen this, the movie?
What kind of a question
Ben, let's get to the important thing. Ben, have you ever thought about the word cocktail?
No, I have
not. When I ask you to think about it, cock and tail.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a weird word, wouldn't you say?
It's a very weird word. I just say drink, but yeah.
John, what was your question? Let's deviate. What was your question? Who was the human that said, let's put these two together?
Well,
you could say that about a lot of words in the English language.
No, I know, but especially, it's just an
cocktail.
Unbelievable.
It sounds very celebrational in some respects. It also sounds very
naughty.
Anatomical.
Wechter makes a great point. Maybe it's the same person who comes up with where the pilot sits.
Where the pilot...
Cockpit? That's a weird word, too.
Yeah. No. But you understand...
Yeah, the tail part. I get it.
Yeah,
get
there's entendre on top
it.
Of entendre.
I get it. We all get
let's
it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Chuck right now in Cherry Hill. Chuckles!
I'm going to leave that one alone. Talk about a hot
smart.
Yeah.
You know, we give credit to the ladies. They always have a better perspective. There's some magical balance they have between loving it like we do, passion-wise, but also remaining objective somehow. I don't know. And I can't.
I don't.
Yeah, Rhea definitely does. How about that lady a couple years ago at the Eagles game that was screaming?
Oh, I loved her.
That was.
She was, I think Rob Ellis is friends with her. She remains one of my all time favorite memes.
That was an amazing. Was that Doug 2020 or Nick 2021?
Because it was Nick, man. It might have been Nick.
Because 2020, there weren't many fans. They had fans in the stands for two games. It wasn't many. I think it was 2021 Nick. But she was like, what the hell are you doing?
It was so great.
Oh, my God. It was an amazing. Anyway, Chuck, go ahead, man.
Yeah. So, Ben, I respect your knowledge tremendously and very respectfully, though I push back here. In keeping my notes throughout the series and things that I'd not common to the Phillies during regular season play, complimentary stuff like tag ups from second to third that I don't think the Phillies do with great frequency. Hitting cuts, throwing people out at home plate. You can count them on your thumbs. I'm surprised watching the overarching play defensively of the Dodgers and to some extent the Yankees that you think this unit and the way they grinded bats, both teams, Yankees, Dodgers, I'm really shocked and flabbergasted that you think this version is ready to compete. And what disturbs me more, and you don't necessarily say it, but once you almost get to the pinnacle, in business, man, when you have a good year, you don't run the next 5-1. Well, we had a good year 5 years ago. We're great. You still have to pivot, adjust, be nimble, and make the changes.
But, Chuck, let me jump in on one thing. Nobody, Ben Davis, Joe DeCamera, everybody that believes the Phillies can win next year, nobody is saying make no changes. Nobody's saying that. And by the way, nobody expects them to make no changes. What Ben is saying and what I'm saying is there is a framework here that you can absolutely win the World Series with.
You're also forgetting the Dodgers spent $700 million to sign Joe Ohtani. The Yankees traded for Juan Soto.
Chuck, I'm going to ask you a question. It's a yes, no. I'm going to ask it to you. Let's say the baseball playoffs start over today. All 12 teams that make it, here we go. They're playing in playoffs in November. Are you telling me there's no chance the Phillies, Chuck, there's no chance they could win the World Series?
Well, first of all, we've learned.
Yes, no, hold on. Yeah, no, no, no. Yes, no.
It's unlikely.
Hold on, Chuck. Yes, no. Are you telling me there's no No chance the Phillies can win with Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, Bryce Harper, on down the line. You're telling me there's no chance they can win the World Series?
I'll say this. To frame it that way is to game the question.
No, it's not.
It is.
No,
it is to game the question. Because it's not about Joe. It's not about Ken. It's about
Will. These people.
Hey, like, you know, you're framing the question. That's a completely leading way to put it.
It's not a leading way.
Yes, it is. Because it's not a do they have a 1% chance?
Chuck,
you're asking is a 1% chance.
Chuck, hold on. Chuck, if the playoffs start over, there is a small probability that the Yankees and Dodgers are the two teams in the World Series. Any of these teams could have won it.
Like I was going to say,
any
no,
of them.
Previous question. Come on, Joe. I addressed it's nonsense. Ben, and you answered for Ben.
Ben, I need you. Chuck, I need an answer from you. A straight Chuck. Give me a strange tradition.
That whole sequence, Groundhog Day.
You got it, buddy. Groundhog Day's a good answer. Chuck, good call.
Yeah, I think that was nonsense.
Ben, talk.
I just think it's they didn't play well. It's definitely in there. It is in there. I could put them up against anybody. They just didn't play well, and I agree with Dombrowski. They didn't play well, and it was bad timing.
John, where do you come down?
You play well at the right time.
Hi, John.
Look at the Yankees last night. They couldn't catch the routine balls.
Right.
I mean, that's these are big league ball players making routine errors.
John, do you think James and Rhea take it too far with their doubt? Because I do.
Yes. With their doubt, yes.
Okay.
Ben, they lost the same way hitting-wise 2 years in a row. Your manager has made massive mistakes, the same mistakes, 3 years in a row.
And it's not about a 0% chance. Like, of course, there's a small percentage chance. We want to have a high percentage chance.
I think the Phillies,
they have a high percentage chance.
They didn't. They lost in 4 games to the Mets, and they got boat
raced. So did the Dodgers the last couple years.
They weren't close. The Dodgers were close. Fatal flaw.
The Dodgers, James.
The Dodgers signed Shohei Ohtani. If they sign Juan Soto, yep, sure.
Okay, but it's not like the Phillies are not going to make any moves.
The Dodgers signed
Shohei Ohtani. There's not a Shohei Ohtani out there.
I understand that.
And then also made a ton of other moves like the Dodgers.
You're going to look very. Here's what surprised me, James.
No, because I'm saying I think it's. Of course, it's possible.
No, but I'm saying you don't run it back, James. It's much more than just possible 1%. The Phillies have at least a 10% chance to win the World Series next year.
No, the Phillies, James.
The Phillies are going to. I'm going to give you two facts. They are going to win north of 90 games. They are going to make the playoffs. Those are two facts.
Well, they're likelihoods. They're not facts. Injuries happen. Watch yourself.
But,
all right.
But James, here's what shocks me about your whole position on this. Every baseball season, John, I think you'll agree with this. Give me your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
First week of the season, every year, James tells John on and off the air, don't read too much. And in 3 or 4 or 5 games, it's a small sample size.
Absolutely. And then
every year, 3, 4, 5 games, small sample size.
That's true.
Hold on a second. And then James, it's like, John, I believe James is formulated. And yes, they did not have a good 4 months. I don't dispute that.
That's not 3 or 4 games.
No, I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about the 93 Phillies went from 45-17 to 97-60, whatever that is. They went 52-48.
The 93 Phillies had to play one team in the playoffs to get to the World Series. This is a new baseball. I know that. After 95, we could talk about.
And the 93 Phillies won that series against the Braves. The Phillies lost this one. John, I think James has forgotten his own instincts to not overrate a small sample size. Agree or disagree?
I think it's an interesting point when you bring it out like that.
I mean, James, who's a better team?
I'm basing it on 3 years of the team losing with the same fatal flaw. Like, I'm basing it on we have 3 years of playoff examples, and it's not a massive sample size, but it's like 40 games or whatever it is, of them losing each time because they had the exact same fatal flaw. All I'm saying is you can't run it back. Like, yes.
Well, you could, actually.
I'm saying that you decrease your chances to win the World Series massively if you run out the exact same team.
You could win the World Series.
Anything can happen. This is not about black. This is not a black or white thing. There's grays here.
Let's say you get one change of one of the regular eight. Let's say it's either Castellanos or Bohm. Just one of them. And you improve the outfield. I'm not saying it's Juan Soto, but you get better than Rojas and whomever. Now, do you say that's not enough?
I look.
Because that's the likelihood of what you'll get. What you'll probably get is a slightly better outfield.
I think what
outfield.
They're probably going to do is probably not going to be enough. That's going to be my guess as how it's going to play out. But they, look, it depends on who they sign. Like, it depends on what they do. Of course, they can make the team better. But if they essentially run it back, I don't think that team's good enough.
And
that's
you
what
think
I'm
if the playoffs started over today, the Phillies would have less than a 10% chance to win?
Yes.
They'd have a bye, they'd have home field, and they'd have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. And you would hope that Hoffman and Strom and Kirk and all
would
fall
hope.
Apart.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
You would
hope. But I'm amazed by James's whole position here.
Yeah.
But
if the Phillies sign Juan Soto tomorrow, do you think that gives them a better opportunity to win the World Series?
Of course it does.
How'd it work out for the Yankees?
They almost won the World Series. They got a lot further. These games were close. They got further
than like the
Phillies
did.
I love Juan Soto. Yeah. I think he's amazing.
I'm just saying it doesn't
guarantee that you're going to win a World Series.
Of course, nothing guarantees it. Obviously, that's my whole point.
No, that's
like,
not
I'm
your point.
I'm saying that nothing guarantees
no,
it.
No, your point is you think the Phillies are far away from winning the World Series,
no, they
and
were in
I
the
disagree
playoffs.
With you.
Hold up. You're doing these extremes,
well, that's
man.
Not, it sounds like
no,
you're
what
saying.
What I'm saying is that of the teams that are playoff contenders and all that, I think the Phillies are not as much of a shot to win the World Series as you guys make it out
to
be.
I disagree.
That's what I'm saying. They obviously, I think they're going to make the playoffs, assuming there's no injuries.
Sure.
I think they have a chance to win the World Series, of course, but I'm saying that I think that this team isn't good enough at the end of the day if they don't fix some
things. I understand your point. I'm going to say one last thing. I'm going to give you an example where I think you overreacted to what happened. And I know, guys, we were all frustrated. God, were we frustrated. James, I forget the exact words, so I can't quote you precisely, but when that series ended, you were really harsh on Bryce Harper. Really harsh.
But no, I was saying
the leader
of the team.
You were.
Yes.
You were very harsh on Bryce Harper, and you talked a lot about the at-bat he had in the sixth inning of the one game.
Yeah, it was a horrible
at-bat. Which was a horrible at-bat. For the series.
I know, he was...
Hold on.
I said low on the list of people I would blame.
Here we go.
My old thing was
here
you said zero blame for
James.
Him, and I said he's got to have a little blame as leader of the team. That
here
was our difference there.
No, our difference was you were very hard on Bryce Harper. For the series, here's what Bryce Harper did as I quickly try to find it here. Bryce Harper, in that series... And it was only a four
game. Like 1,100 OPS. We've talked about this.
Hold on. Four game series. 333 batting average, 529 on base percentage, a 750 slugging percentage.
Yeah, and that's why I said he was low on the list of people to blame, but you said no blame for Bryce Harper. I said he has to get some blame. Yes, you're misinterpreting what I said. You can go find what I said. I said it on high hopes. I said it here. I said that you can't just not blame Bryce Harper. He has to be included in the list of people who deserve blame, but I would put him below all these other guys. But he has to be mentioned.
Here's what he was. Phenomenal in the playoffs with one horrible at bat.
It was pretty
he's
big.
He's the
bat.
Leader of the team. He's the most
and
important
he...
player. So when they lose, he's got to take a hit. He has to
and
be
And it's
part
baseball,
of it.
And it's the hardest thing to do is to hit one.
Right.
Of
all
course
right.
it
all right.
is.
All right. We got to move on. Let's do Time's Yours. Time's Yours is actually coming up in 1 minute. Let me tell you right now about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades. My mom a patient there for 3 decades. Look, they can't fix Seltzer's brain to get his brain back to baseball normalcy, but they can fix your
Good
teeth.
Good luck with yours.
They can fix your teeth. If you have an issue in that area, the gums, the teeth, like they can really help you out. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, sensational at what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth, and they're the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hammer, question for you. If Brandon Graham should retire, who becomes the longest tenured athlete in Philadelphia? I can't give you any clues or hints.
Oh, God. Now, I'm just doing off the top of my head. My first
the
thought...
Time is yours.
Oh, thank you. My first thought was Nola, but that wouldn't be right. Lane Johnson would be in there. John, who are you thinking? I think it's Couturier.
What about someone unlikely, like one of the kickers or punter? Or, no, maybe not.
I'm going Couturier. James, do we know the answer?
I didn't hear the question. I was talking to Wagner.
Longest tenured Philly athlete after Brandon Graham. Wait a minute. The guy calls in and he doesn't...
Yeah, I don't know. Did he leave an answer, Wagner?
What in the world? No. Wechter. Well, Wechter, I mean, you got to look it up then.
I mean, Nola's probably out there, too. Well,
Couturier is way
before Couturier was 12, so he would be before Nola.
Yeah, I think it's Couturier before Lane Johnson.
World Series takeaways. Number one, Dave Roberts is actually a pretty good manager. Number two, Freddie Freeman continues to haunt. Number three, Soto is going to look very good in Philly's red.
Well, listen, we'll see if they get him.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, we will say. All right, time's yours. That's a short one today. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, John, we got to move quickly. Two quick Twitter poll questions, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's tailgate season at Armin Chevy. Check out Armin's incredible lineup of SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. I'm going to give you the answers today. Sirianni, a good coach. 52% say yes. So people are
not
split.
That encouraging.
Well, I mean, it's a lot different than 2-3 weeks ago.
You're right.
Second poll question. Does the Dodgers winning give you some hope on the Phillies, blah, 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 because the Dodgers had lost? 35% say yes, 65% say no. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. That Phillies discussion will continue for months in the offseason. It's really a fascinating one if you think about it. We'll talk more about that. More on the Eagles tomorrow, getting you ready for Football Friday with Dick Vermeil on the show. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Talk to you tomorrow. Joe and Hugh up next on 94 WIP.